Belinda presents this unabridged recording of The Princess and the Suffragette, written by Holly Webb and read by Amy Entickner. For Tom, Robin and Will, so proud that you were growing up and getting ready to vote. Chapter 1. One afternoon in June, a carriage rolled up to the door of a tall house in a quiet London square. The girl who climbed down the steps was dressed in the height of fashion, her dress heavily trimmed with lace. She was swathed in a rich sable stole, and she stroked the fur smugly as she looked up at the house and the discreet brass plate by the front door. Miss Minchin, Select Seminary for Young Ladies.
"I have come to visit Miss Jessie," the girl said to the sour-faced parlourmaid who answered the door.
"I'm sure I don't know, miss," the parlourmaid began. "I'm not sure what Miss Minchin would say. Shall I take in your card to her?"
"Oh, for heaven's sake, Mary," the girl snapped. "It's me, Miss Lavinia. Just show me into the schoolroom."
And she tilted her head sideways so that the maid could see underneath her enormous hat. The parlour maid peered at her, and her mouth turned down even further.
"I didn't recognise you, miss," she said coldly, standing back to allow her in. "I'll show you to the schoolroom." "As if you didn't know exactly where it was," she added under her breath.
She glanced behind her and smirked a little as she watched Lavinia primping in the mirror on the wall, adjusting her hat to show off her sharply pretty face and the elaborate piles of her hair.
"Miss Lavinia to see you, Miss Jessie."
The maid threw open the schoolroom door and stepped back to allow Lavinia to swan graciously inside.
"Lavinia! Lavi! Oh, you've come to visit! Look at your dress! And, oh, Lavinia, the furs! Did your papa buy them for you?"
The girls swarmed around her, cooing and stroking the rich brown fur and admiring the puffs of ostrich feathers on Lavinia's extravagant hat.
"Do you think she put on her very grandest things just to show off to all of us?"
muttered a younger girl, sitting in the deep window seat that looked onto the street.
"She looks ridiculous. That hat! She can't even see out from under it without cricking her neck." "Shh, Lottie, she'll hear you."
"I don't care if she does," Lottie retorted. "It's not as if she can do anything to us now, Ermengarde. Miss Minchin's has been almost bearable since Lavinia left. Jessie isn't nearly so bad without Lavinia here to egg her on." Lottie watched the others, who were listening delightedly to Lavinia's boasting, and turned back to the window in disgust, watching the dusty, sunny street in front of the seminary. Almost bearable.